From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is joining his British counterpart, Foreign Minister Boris Johnson, and calling for a speedy ceasefire in the conflict between Yemen's beleaguered government forces and the Houthi rebels.
There have been communications to both the Houthi through various intermediaries, as well as to President Hadi, respectful of his position. But this is the time to implement a ceasefire unconditionally and to move to the negotiating table. But we cannot emphasize enough today the urgency of ending the violence of Yemen, of providing for an opportunity for a political settlement, which is the only way it will be ultimately resolved, and of getting to that table as rapidly as possible.
The call for the ceasefire in Yemen comes as a U.S. admiral says an American warship has again come under fire in the Red Sea from multiple cruise missiles fired from the coast of Yemen. The USS Mason deployed electronic countermeasures to foil the attack. It was the third such attack on U.S. naval vessels in the area in the past week. The U.S. responded with missiles targeting three radar sites in Yemen, territory controlled by Iran-backed Houthi rebels. The Iraqi Air Force dropped thousands of leaflets on Mosul warning residents of the coming offensive to liberate the city from the Islamic State terror group. The leaflet drop late Saturday came hours after an artillery bombardment by Iraqi and Kurdish forces amid confusion over whether the full-scale assault on the country's second-largest city had in fact already kicked in. This is VOA News. Turkish-backed Syrian rebels have captured the symbolically important northern Syrian town of Dabiq from the Islamic State militants as the U.S. and its European allies meet in London to discuss how to bring a halt to the Syrian conflict, now in its sixth year. Dabiq is cited in Sunni prophecy as the site of an end-of-times battle between Christian forces and Muslims. Meantime, Secretary of State John Kerry in London meeting with his European allies. He met with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and regional players on Saturday, but there were no breakthroughs. Kerry's spokesperson Mark Toner on the focus of the talks.
The urgent need right now in front of us is some kind of cessation of hostilities, or at least a significant reduction in the level of violence, certainly in and around Aleppo. But more broadly, you know the framework we're working with then, which is to try to get a cessation. And once you get that cessation, then we can talk about next steps, which include getting negotiations back up and running in Geneva, as well as access for humanitarian assistance throughout Syria.
Hundreds of thousands of civilians are trapped in Aleppo without aid or a way to escape the war. South Korea has strongly condemned North Korea's latest missile launch attempt. Earlier, the U.S. military reported that North Korea tried to launch an intermediate-range ballistic missile Saturday, but the effort failed. In addition to already conducting an unprecedented two nuclear tests this year, Pyongyang has advanced its land-based and submarine-based ballistic missile capabilities with numerous launches in the last 6 months. U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, on a visit to Haiti, said he's establishing a trust fund for the victims of Hurricane Matthew, which left hundreds dead. Mr. Ban toured the country to see firsthand the extensive destruction left by Matthew, as storm victims continue to express frustration at delays in getting help.
I saw hundreds of houses destroyed, and even old trees. It swept the whole villages. As President said, more than 500 people have lost their lives, and I met so many displaced persons, young people, women, the pregnant, and some sick people. It was heartbreaking.
Speaking in Port-au-Prince, Mr. Bon also said he's disappointed by the international community's response to Haiti, one of the country's worst hit by Hurricane Matthew. A suicide bomber struck a Shiite Muslim religious observance Sunday in Baghdad, killing at least two people and wounding four others. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack, but it's similar to other assaults carried out by the Islamic State. The United Nations says around 370 Afghan refugees have returned home from neighboring Pakistan this year, with a significant spike since mid-July. For details on much more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.